That's why they turn away from the Buddha unknowingly to other teachers, like people in the old days who believed in their teacher and never came back even just to see Buddha. While the others came and listened.
And I can see this morning you also had some discussions with some friends too. And like we can see that some moments of understanding, but then other moments conditioned by attachment.
Yeah.
So always thinking about result.
Yeah.
So if I can do this, it would be better. So it's like all for about oneself. So the more we listen to you, the more we can see the truth of, of the teach, the Buddha's teaching.
It has to be slow.
Very
it has to be very true, and it has to be with confidence in what Buddha taught. Otherwise, how long would he teach for? 45 years? Too long, just if it's as easy. And no matter it is Vinaya or Sutta and Abhidhamma, that should be the understanding of one's own ability that had been accumulated, whether how much one can get from the Buddha's teaching.
Yesterday also another friend told me that she could see that the way you explain the right way to approach the Buddha's teaching is even useful in her work.
Right.
Like consider very carefully each thing, not just say it's this, but what is this? Yeah.
The most important thing
is
to treat, to cure all problems. Otherwise ignorance cannot do that. That's why it's said that the panya leads to any situation, which is right, no matter if it's in the world or any time or any environment. Is that you have another plate of fruit? All the time, no one's there at all.
Exactly. Like, we don't know when and how and why these people have the opportunity to listen to this Dharma, and why and how and when they understand.
After the Buddha passed away for more than 2,500 years, but his teaching, his word still can be heard. And study. Only for those who have accumulation, not for everyone.
Do you understand accumulation?
Yes.
So, for example, if there is understanding now, it is because of the habit or the accumulation. If there is attachment now, it is because there is the habit or tendency. Because we are used to doing it, used to doing it. So now we become used to understanding.
The neurons in the brain. So they think citta is actually rupa. They think it's material. That's what they believe.
Say science has done good things, medicine's done good things, engineer, architecture, all done good things, but it's still nothing to do with Dharma, or it doesn't bring one any closer to understanding Dharma.
Absolutely, Sarah, absolutely. So what I would like Buddhists to see is that science is just so limited, you know, because around the world, many Westerners in particular really respect science, and they want to fit Buddhism into science, you know, which is actually disrespecting the Dharma, because the Dharma is much deeper and much, much more profound.
About kusala and akusala, whereas some other religions do tell about that.
Some religions do have a little bit, you know, they can see that if you do dana, that's a good thing. Science doesn't know that.
Speculation on kusala and akusala. Direct understanding of reality.
Even the other religion, if they say giving is good. Even in Buddhism, yeah.
About kusala and akusala, vipaka and so on, are only speculation. because there's no right or direct understanding of reality as not self yet.
But Ajahn, but other religion understand that dana is good. They understand dana is a good thing.
Yeah.
But is there any understanding when they know that? That dana is good?
Even the Buddhists.
What is it? Even it's I, you know, they think I give. Is it still a good thing? I mean, is it still some understanding or not?
Reality, yeah. But not the teachings, because teaching doesn't teach only that.
Dharma, yeah. This coffee is so excellent that Al just gave me. Really, Vietnamese coffee is fantastic.
Sugar only, do you want a flavor?
It's like medicine.
Like medicine? You mean it doesn't taste good?
Good. I think it's bitter.
And at the moment of thinking, at that moment, there's no interest in the Dhamma that is appearing now, and that's why you find it so boring, right? But at the moment of hearing the same word, but there is wise consideration, then a little bit more interest.
I think that it depends on understanding, because if people do not know that understanding which has been developed can understand what Buddha taught or what one is hearing, then leave it to conditions. But expectation is there, then it's not right understanding, because while listening there is expectation for having it, and this hinders, because it's not the moment of understanding Dhamma at all.
Yes.
Depending on one's accumulation. While they are listening, the eye is there just wanting to have such and such understanding, instead of beginning to see that there is no self who can do anything. And it's beyond any expectation. Only when there is understanding at that moment, there is no ignorance. But not enough to shake ignorance. It's so thick, so great, so deeply rooted.
But we are so familiar with ignorance that we don't recognize it as it is.
Yeah. And the self is so great. And attachment is master.
Now, when they talk about the five hindrances, so actually they refer to the 12 akusala citta, right?
But do they know kusala? Do they know kusala? Akusala?
Yes,
do they know akusala?
No.
Even the words like one reality appears at a time, only one moment at a time. It has to be precise. What is there at that moment? The seeing or the visible object? And it conforms with the other other words in the teaching, like arising and falling away. Because there must be one reality as object of right understanding, so that when time comes, Panya develops to see that it arises, not just is there already. And that one which is aware of this right understanding more and more can experience the falling away and the arising and falling away directly.
But that is too far.
Just learn to let go the idea of self, or I will do.
The problems that many of us today have is we overestimate where we are, and I think what you have shared and repeated many times, there can be realization that really understanding is just so little, almost nothing, and then I think so precious. Otherwise people think that they are doing satipatthana or samatha, whatever, but even the Dhamma now appearing.
But not according to the teachings of the Buddha at all. It's by the others who's not the Buddha. And ignorance cannot see that it's wrong until right understanding is there.
Okay, go.
It's gone or something. But by understanding the truth that actually even mother and father and sister and brother, husband and wife, they cannot belong to anyone because they all have their own accumulation. See? So by understanding this, changing from thinking that it's mine, it's not mine at all, anything, even the body and the citta, this will bring more understanding and have more compassion and to be kind to all beings who do not understand this yet. So it can begin with oneself to understand and develop it and see that the best thing in life to live happily is not to take anything for mine. That person is that person, that thing is that thing. It cannot belong to anyone. But the idea of taking it for mine is wrong. Like now, it's my plate. See? It's not like your plate. So if one is broken, see? Yeah, but it cannot belong to anyone at all. Plate is plate. Citta is citta. Cetasika is cetasika. And each citta is conditioned by the accumulated cetasika for a long time. And one can be this being only as long as this life only. After this life, no more memory about this life at all. This, all the people we met, it's like this. So not too much clinging to take it for permanent and take it for mind. When there's no mind, it's quite free from it being enslaved to thinking only that it's mine, but actually nothing is mine.
But I think it's difficult because usually when you live in the family, there tend to be more attachment because the more we live together.
That's why nobody can stop attachment, but right understanding can understand the accumulation, how great, how much one has accumulated. Otherwise, such thinking of being attached strongly cannot arise at all. But the panya sees and it knows the truth that for just only this life, no more that person, no more this person, only attachment will go along with one, even in next life, to be attached again to other body, not this one, not these people in this life anymore. Like, we have no idea about past life and attachment strongly to whom in past life we have no idea. But only this life, it arises to show that it's a reality, uncontrollable. And it will be added and added if there is no understanding enough. And no one, no self, it's only the reality which performs its function to be attached. Whatever is there or here, like this, see, is attached.
Yes, but when I hear that, there's feel like losing something.
How do you say the first 10 cents again?
I see, when I hear you saying that, I feel like I lost something, like, oh, when finally we have to say goodbye to all the family member and all the things, our parents, our husband and children, they feel something like a loss.
Because Panya is not strong enough to understand the truth, to have resolution that this is only thing in not just this life. It is so worthy, most precious for every right to just accumulate it. You can stop attachment to arise, but by having a resolution, the truth of it only, that should be accumulated so that it's strong enough to understand whenever any kind of reality can appear to the developed panya as it is. It's only words, so keeps on hearing more, on and on and on, in mind, and panya works itself.
God, it's hard to accept, even no husband, family, and mother and father, but in fact, we're still living together.
Yeah, and only in this life. Only in this life, see?
And if we don't have them, we are free to do anything we want, but we still have to be responsible with them.
But panya knows the right way to do Well, it's the leader. It relates to the right path, right way of thinking. Not you, but when it's not right understanding, ignorance behaves differently. So, no one at home. That's why if there is the understanding of Dharma, reality as conditioned, it's no one, it cannot belong to anyone, it cannot under anyone's control. Having such understanding, building up little by little, Panya grows and it can behave its way, happily. Because of understanding that only this life is true, last life is gone, and what about future life, who knows? But by having such and such accumulation, the new being, the new person, personality is there. Not the same one of the previous life at all. Like now, see, you just come to be this person. What about the previous one? No idea. So the next one is right understanding more, and it can lead more. Right way of living. Little by little, not you, but by Panya. So hear more and more, understand more and more, knowing that no one is there, so there cannot be any control of anything. But right understanding can see and understand better until the akusla changes to the different kinds of kusla. Instead of attachment, it is understanding and caring with kindness instead of with attachment. Whenever it arises, it's kusala in many ways, like dana and sila and calm and right and standing. Because ignorance cannot understand this, so it clings very much. Because of ignorance, it cannot understand this, so there is clinging more and more because of more ignorance. Even at this moment, it's not time to understand, seeing yet as it is. But by having more understanding, it begins to condition right awareness of whatever appears, little by little, instead of ignorance and attachment, which has conditions for its arising. So soon. Very natural. If it's not natural, one is enslaved by attachment and ignorance to turn one's away from the truth.
Yes.
Which not everyone can hear. Only those who have accumulation can be conditioned for hearing again and again. For others. Whatever it is, not mine. She is she, he is he, father is father. They have their own accumulation, their own way, going to this world and going to next world, but their own conditions. What is Rahula mean?
I think burden.
It is only sanya, atta sanya, or titi.
Oh, titi is more strong. Atta sanya is common, but titi is more strong.
Three kinds of vipalasa.
Okay.
Sanya vipalasa, citta vipalasa, and titi vipalasa.
I'm just saying atta sanya doesn't mean it's titi. It doesn't have to be.
No, atta sanya, yeah. Because even at moment of taking this for chocolate, there is no ditti about it. But there is sanya vipalasa. And another one is sanya vipalasa because it is atta sanya. When it's anatta sanya, it's not vipalasa.
Has atta sanya. Except, does a sotapanna still have atta sanya? No.
Not anymore. Yeah, completely.
I'm just trying to understand the atta sanya
What about citta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa and titti vipalasa? It means that sanya can be vipalasa with citta vipalasa, not necessary to have titti vipalasa.
At the level of, that can be at the level of atta sanya as well. This citta vipalasa can be atta sanya.
It depends. Because because all akusala is sanya vipalasa. All akusala is sanya vipalasa and citta vipalasa, but only citta with wrong understanding is ditti vipalasa.
And if there's no ditti vipalasa, no atasanya, no taking for something,
it's very difficult. Now, a sotapanna has addiction to chocolate. A sotapanna can be just like me and enjoy the chocolate, and with addiction.
Yeah, let's talk about the sanya itself. For example, sanya is vipalasa whenever there is any kind of akusala. But when there is ditti vipalasa, and ditti vipalasa is completely eradicated, there can be akusala moment with citta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa. So we understand that any moment of akusala, there must be sanya vipalasa, but without ditti vipalasa.
So can be lots and lots of lobha for chocolate, but no taking it for being something. The chocolate for being
sotapanna likes chocolate.
I'm still trying to comprehend the difference between ditti and atasanya, because it sounds to me a little bit like atasanya and ditti are equivalent, but you're saying they're not.
You are talking about vipalasa or just ditti vipalasa, sanya vipalasa, citta vipalasa, or ditti vipalasa. Because whenever there is the idea of atta, it is wrong understanding.
Let's say when I enjoy my chocolate, I'm just enjoying the taste.
And at that moment, no ditti.
And there is atasanya, maybe?
Not at that moment.
When one has become sotapanna, one still likes chocolate,
yes.
But no atta, vipalasa.
No atasanya.
I don't think it's ditti, but you're saying it could be atasanya when I enjoy the chocolate, because I'm not a sotapanna.
Because you see that there can be tanha, mana, or titi, three kinds of I. I with tanha, I with mana, or I with titi.
Okay, and this is I with tanha.
I with tanha, or I with mana.
Are you talking about the chocolate in your mouth or the chocolate bar on the table?
The idea of something as the chocolate is...
Permanent.
Yeah.
But I know deep down, I know it's not permanent. But I, when I think about chocolate, I'm not thinking it's anicca, I'm not thinking it's anatta. So when I'm just...
Kusala moment.
Kusala.
So at that moment there must be sanya vipalasa, yes. But not titi vipalasa. It's completely eradicated. Atta is completely eradicated. At moment of sota patimaka.
Whilst there's titi, there has to be atasanya.
But not at every moment there's atasanya.
But
Ajahn said there can be atasanya but no ditti. Right? Ajahn? Sarah's point. Can there be atasanya but it's not ditti?
What is atta then? What is atta? Understanding or taking it for something permanent.
I think there was a bit of misunderstanding. It's the sanya.
I don't think I have ditti so much, obvious ditti. Because I know the chocolate bar, if I want to think about it, I know it's impermanent.
You talk about it in the afternoon. So,
he puts it out, he doesn't like the not so sweet chocolate, it has to be the sweet one, yeah. Purely taste.
It's the sweet taste, no matter what it's called.
Thank you.
No matter what it's called. Whenever there is ditti vipalasa, sanya and citta is also vipalasa.
So when there's ditti vipalasa, then it is atasanya. And that's why they're both eradicated together, the sanya and the
It's like a blind world. Blind world. Blind. Not understanding whatever appears at it. In darkness of one's life or in a dream. Because what is the difference between a dream and now? No difference. Because Bhavanka is more than usual, than daytime, that we call dream. But thinking is thinking.
And always ideas and things.
Teachers are different. All the teachers, they say different things.
But the words of Buddha is not different. It conforms with the word, each word. The truth of reality cannot be changed because of his enlightenment, means that no doubt. Because there are three levels of understanding. Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda, or Satyayan, Kichayan, and Katayan. Do you see any difference between the teachings of the Buddha and the other's teacher?
Yes, you can see.
What, in what way? And what is the difference?
Because the other talks about practice, about doing or practicing mindfulness or meditation.
No understanding, whatever appears. No self who is developing, only right understanding begins. So now he understands better the difference.
He said that we have to come back to realities, but in the sense of like instead of practicing other things, now we know the reality.
And that's the way to eliminate ignorance and to become detached gradually by right understanding. Does he think that Janet is right?
He doesn't have such understanding yet.
He's not saying.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't, because now he listened to you and he read the book about Chanep. He knows the difference.
Yes.
But I think the understanding is not firm enough to know that this is the right way. But he can see the difference. Different stages, just like the nun, you know, before, from other discussions, she couldn't really get the core, to the core of the message, but now she understands better. So I think for him, it takes some more time to understand. And it's, I think it's, again, always, like you said, come back to understanding each word at a time.
Yeah.
And very, very deeply and carefully, because without really understanding the meaning of each word, and no other understanding.
Know the meaning of words in isolation.
Exactly. That's why it's difficult. By conditions and naturally. Right, yeah. Just natural. So it depends very much on the accumulations of each person that they're really confident that this is the way, right?
There must be the conditions of parami. Otherwise, it's the self who is trying.
Right.
Patience, viriya, satya, adhidana, resolution, everything.
Right. And I think the clinging of result is very strong as well. And like some of our friends who have been to other discussions, and she was very happy and I think quite good understanding. But this time she doesn't come, and she tried to attain a retreat somewhere. She doesn't say that what you said is wrong. She just say that she tried something else to see whether it can help or not. Yeah. So it's
not
the clinging of the
result. It's motivated by the idea of self, wrong understanding.
Right.
But it didn't tell anyone to go to the meditation center at all. So why they believe in other master instead of the
clinging
Buddha?
Clinging to results. And then so I think because usually people who have been to the practice centers, and then they got some experiences, and then they cling to those experiences, mistaking it to be understanding or, you know, like right concentration or whatever. So because not enough of understanding of the teaching, they mistake it to be some good result. So now maybe they listen to you, it seems all right, but maybe because they don't practice meditation anymore, so they don't have any unusual experiences anymore. I think that might be a reason.
They want to have unusual experience.
Yes. Mistaken to be understanding, yes, something.